Okay, so we get this roster of who we're going to talk to, and I have to tell you that when it said Claire and Cookie Top, I didn't know if that was a delicious baked good or if that was the name of a new morning show, you know? But here they are. It's not just Claire and Cookie, though. It's Mom and Dad, Linda and Dan. Thank you for joining us. We appreciate it. And Cookie, I would assume a nickname?
Yes.
Okay, for?
Kathleen.
Kathleen.
And I like Cookie.
I like Cookie, too. And you just graduated from college?
Yes, just from Xavier University.
And you're going to work?
In Cincinnati Children's.
Cincinnati Children's.
It's a nurse.
Okay, so the story we're about to unfold on everybody is probably one of the motivating factors, I would assume. Mm-hmm. We'll start with you, Mom. Let's talk about your beautiful daughter here and what has Claire gone through? She was born with a congenital heart defect, correct?
Right. She was born with a congenital heart defect. We found out when I was 17 weeks pregnant, and we were referred to Michelle Frommelt, and that's where the big love affair with Children's Hospital started.
Okay.
So fetal concerns followed us through the pregnancy, and she was born here and whisked off to the NICU. And at that point, we really weren't sure what to expect, but we knew that the whole, her left side of her heart was not functioning properly. So after some time in the NICU, she had open heart surgery when she was 8 weeks old. And after that, things just sort of started to come up. All different things. Her eyes were wiggly. She bruised easily. And through the consult of our pediatrician, Dr. Leach, we were sent to genetics. And that's where we found out that Claire has a genetic abnormality, a chromosomal abnormality called Jacobson syndrome. So as we know, every cell is affected with a chromosomal abnormality. So we did a system-by-system approach with her. And she has a lot of systems affected. So her biggest one is cardiac, so we're followed closely by cardiology. And she has a bleeding disorder, so hematology follows her. And, you know, her brain never developed quite normally, so we have a lot of issues that are brain neurologically started, but, you know, send, you know, issues to the rest of the body. So we are inpatient quite a bit.
Okay, now that's Cookie.
No,
or Claire. Mm-hmm. But I'm looking at Cookie over here.
Yeah.
You have there's a whole other story that involves you. Mm-hmm. And when were you diagnosed?
So June of 2012, I started to feel just under the weather, got these weird bumps on my legs, and it was the summer, so I was in all these camps, swimming, basketball, volleyball,
just
typical
thought,
kid.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so went to the pediatrician, Dr. Leach, and he took one look and said, something's definitely not right. So they sent us to the big house, we call it Children's Hospital. And they,
that's
awesome.
They saw a lot of different specialties and finally came to the diagnosis of cutaneous T-cell lymphoma.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. So, Mom and Dad, how do you handle that news?
Well, not alone, for sure,
right.
with a great deal of support. And to give you an example of the kind of support that started out of the gate, Michelle and Peter Frommelt, you know, our cardiologist for Claire's, cardiologist turned friends, you know, rallied immediately. And I remember Michelle saying, I don't know cancer, Linda, but I'll learn it. And she was with us for the first meetings to get what was a really grim prognosis. And it just sort of kept getting a little bit more and more grim as, you know, different pathology and came back. So it was, that's where the support started. And then, of course, you know, Dr. Margolis swooped in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's a good word for Doc Margolis. He swooped in this morning and gave us chocolate-covered coffee beans.
Oh, he puts his cape on daily.
He does.
Yes.
And he is a superhero for this. So let's get back to the idea that you're going to start working at Cincinnati Children's. First of all, congratulations, which
Thank
is awesome.
You.
How is your health now? And certainly, I would assume, what you've been through here is the motivating factor for what you're doing.
Definitely. So my health right now is great. I'm a typical 22-year-old living my best life.
Awesome.
Definitely when I was inpatient here, the nurses wrapped their hands around me, the doctors, all the caregivers, and really That's how I wanted to be a nurse. They show me what it like to get a kid through treatment and support not just the patient but the family. So, yeah, when I finished up treatment, I remember looking at my mom like, "Mom, I think I want to be a nurse." And it was perfect timing because I was headed off to college shortly. Right. So.
Wow. It's amazing how that all works, right? The universe somehow, some way had a plan. And let's talk about Claire. How's she doing?
So Claire is, you know, our greatest joy and our greatest challenge.
She's smiling right now. You
yes,
like that, right?
Yeah.
I know. So I think year to date, we've probably been overnight about 30 nights in the hospital. Last year, we spent most of November and December in the hospital. The 11th floor are, you know, her rock stars. And
It is the best floor.
Why is it so good?
Yeah.
Because for me, it's like to hang out with the nurses all the time and walk around the floor with my friends.
Nice.
Yes.
That's good.
Yeah. Everybody has gotten to know. And I think that's a reoccurring theme we've experienced with children's. And I've heard it before with other families you've spoken with is, It's the whole family support. It's not just the sick kid. When Cookie was in treatment, she was overnight, like almost 90 nights consecutive when she had her bone marrow transplant. And Claire at that point was, she was not admitted at that point, but she was welcomed onto the hot unit and all the nurses.
Playing with the nurses all the time.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
So they just supported the entire family in addition to the sick kid. So Claire currently is supported by the pain team at Children's. So we started with fetal concerns, and now Claire's 18. And
I'm 18, and I'm going to next steps after high school.
Awesome. Congratulations.
That is
That'll
awesome.
Be great.
Yes. So the pain team, we see Claire sees a talk therapist, Teresa Kapke, who has been a game changer for Claire to help work through some of her worries and, you know, anxieties that might bring on some pain, you know, horrible migraine pain, and a psychiatrist through the pain team and a psychologist. So, you know, the collaborative effort and how they collaborate with Michelle Frommelt for Claire's heart issues and Dr. Katya for her GI issues. It's you know, everybody just works so well together, and we're grateful.
Cookie referenced how she witnessed and saw how the caregivers kind of wrap themselves around. And because of that, I mean, you're part of the Parents Advisory Council mm-hmm. here, right? I don't know that a lot of people even know what that is or that they have that. Explain to our audience what that's about.
Well, that has evolved so beautifully over the last few years, but I was part of the early group of it. And the last couple of years with COVID, I haven't really had, you know, it's just been a little bit different. But so I was asked, right as Cookie was getting discharged, so back in 2013, to bring the parents' perspective to the cancer vertical, you know, what it's like to be diagnosed, and the communications and the visuals and the teachings and that sort of thing. So I've spent a lot of time with nurses and doctors back in that time too.
And what were you able, like, what as a parent, and looking at it from that side, what were you able to advise them on? Like, what kind of things are they looking for? Feedback.
Right. So the what I remember focusing on was discharge day, because it was so highly emotional, you know, and we were scared to death. We were leaving with buckets of pills, and right. And she was, you know, still very, very sick and, you know, very fragile. And that kind of follow-up and the teachings about, you know, home. She went home with a PICC line. You know, how do you change a PICC line? She went home with different meds we had to hook up and sleep with. She walked. After she was discharged, she had a backpack we called Bertha. And in the backpack was...
You got Bertha from the big house.
Yeah, from the big house. And
It's really funny.
It is funny.
And all of her fluids, she was on fluids 24 hours at home. So there was a lot of teaching that went into it. And that's what we focused on, how people learn best and
right.
how we can, you know, set parents up for success at home.
Dan, you haven't said anything. You said you weren't going to say anything.
Well, I get a little choked up when I talk about my beautiful daughters.
Yeah.
Of course you do.
I would too.
Yeah. And your oldest daughter, which we haven't mentioned, was actually Cookie's bone marrow donor. She was a perfect match. That's
yeah, it's amazing how the whole family has been a part of this process from the day Claire was diagnosed when we were about to have our third beautiful daughter.
Yeah. Wow. Yes. Yeah. Annie wishes she could be here. She lives in Washington, D.C. now, but on the day of transplant, when they harvested Annie's bone marrow on February 8th, 2013. And so Cookie was in one room, very sick. And Annie, after her surgery, Annie was next door, right?
Wow.
And that was kind of a funny story where Dr. Margolis, another swoop, Dr. Margolis. So, yeah, Annie had some issues, and her blood pressure dropped really low. And so they had to call a rapid response for Annie.
And, not for Cookie.
Not for Cookie.
And Dr. Margolis came swooping in, and, you know, he sent us all back to our individual rooms. And
look at the love between these two sisters.
That's so cool.
I love it.
That is so nice. I bet you miss your sister, huh?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when do you start your big gig?
Probably like the 1st of August.
Awesome. That's going to be fun.
Yeah, well, congratulations to you.
Thank you.
And thank you for sharing the story. Children's Wisconsin means so much to so many. Clearly been a part of your family from the get-go for the last 18-plus years.
Yeah.
What's it mean when you walk through the doors? What's it mean to you, this place? When you look around, what kind of feeling do you get?
Yeah, it's we have received some of the scariest, worst news of our lives in this building. But yet, we love it so much. And
it's,
I think,
my second home.
Yeah. It's your second home, right, Claire? And I think it's because it's, you know, like we spoke to the support before. And we are so blessed to live so close in the shadow of this building. And while our extended stays here, we meet people from all over living in the Ronald McDonald House who come from miles and miles away for our expert care that we deliver here. And it's such a blessing. So I would say our biggest feeling is grateful for the amazing care and the wonderful, you know, just holistic support that we receive while we're here.
Thank you so much. Thank you for sharing your stories, and thank you for the time this morning. Thanks.
Yeah, our pleasure. Thanks
thank
for having
you.
Us.